The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Free Thought Friday edition of the program now underway. And yes, I will be here for two solid hours live. 866-423-9578. I want to say thank you to everyone involved in our Day of Hope fundraising activity at sister station WDTK. We are off and running at a splendid pace, helping Another Way Pregnancy Center raise the funds necessary to move into a larger facility at their Farmington Hills location that is kind of straining at the seams because they are servicing so many clients. Another Way Pregnancy Center, just another one of those organizations, agencies in our community doing a world of good that you will never hear the mainstream media talk about. 866-423-9578. I want to let you know that today we are going to be giving away free tickets. That's right, free tickets via our Detroit Mercy College Night contest. Detroit Mercy College Night is brought to you by the Detroit Pistons, excuse me. Yeah, the Detroit Pistons have a college night series that they are presenting this season, and it's in association with different colleges in our area. It just so happens that the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest is the first for which we will draw on today's program in both the first and second hours of the program. Stay tuned because you're going to hear me announce when it's your time to call. But you got to stay tuned in to hear it. 866-423-9578. In the meantime, the number you dial to join the conversation on the program to have your say on the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. Today's the day you get to kick my rundown to the curb. Talk about whatever you want, but the rules remain the same. We have a lost and a dying world to save, a republic to rescue. Let's go.
From fashionable Ferndale, Michigan, it's Free Thought Friday on Run to Win. Kick Daryl's content to the curb, and you set the talk agenda for the next hour.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I gotta have more cowbells.
And we've gotta have phone calls, because, folks, that's how news talk works. We have lots of news, but we want you to talk with us about it. To do that, you dial 866-423-9578. Have your say on the news topic stories you really care about.
One of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body.
You know what's racist? What's racist is the Democrats not giving a damn about a bunch of children being sexually molested and physically abused by traffickers. I've seen the little girls who were assaulted by these traffickers. I've seen the little boys who were assaulted. I've seen the women who were raped by these traffickers. And the Democrats don't give a damn. And many of them are Hispanic. My dad was an immigrant from Cuba. Jerry Nadler and Joe Biden and the other Democrats don't give a damn about these Hispanic immigrants being left to die on Texas farms and ranches in the sun and the heat.
Come on, man.
How dare you?
Well, you know, two different topics, but one common denominator, racism. It's amazing how quickly some people are to throw that term around. 866-423-9578. And I guess in the midst of all of it, you could ask the question, who really cares the most? 866-423-9578. It is the Free Thought edition of the program. So glad to have you along with us. Glad to be along with you for the ride this early evening in the metropolitan area. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. We'll spend the next couple of hours working our way through, you know, the stories that you care about, because you'll get a chance to select them. And if you don't select them, that means that I simply go back to the well. And the well is the rundown. The rundown, of course, is king Monday through Thursday on this program. I use it to help set the talk agenda. It is chock full of content, audio and editorial, from which to choose. But I'd like to hear from you on the day that we've set aside and turn the responsibility for writing the rundown over to you. Go ahead. Kick my rundown to the curb. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. You heard me say at the outset of the program today, if you're a Detroit Piston fan or you just want an entertaining evening loaded with athletics, you can watch the Detroit Pistons take on the Boston Celtics next Monday, February 6th. It's part of the University of Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons. It's a contest we're playing today, and we'll let you know when to call. It's going to be a different number, too, folks, so don't think you're going to dial the number that you call in to talk with me and have your call screened by show official observer Brian Bileski to win those tickets. It's going to be a completely different number that you dial to do that, and we'll let you know in this and the next hour when it's time to make your call and what qualifies you as the winner. 866-423-9578. In the meantime, the number you dial to join the conversation on the program today to talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. Jim's listening to the program in Warren. Jim, thanks for the call. Your comment.
So, I talked to a friend of mine that works for the government, and he said that he found out that they're paying the Afghani refugees out of the Social Security budget. They're putting them on SSI, so that it'll be off books. So we won't see that they're spending X amount of dollars for the or how much we're spending on them. So, you know, but, oh, I thought Social Security was for, you know, you put into it, you took out. I don't think they put any money in Social Security.
Well, they typically refer to it as a lock box, but what it is a box full of IOUs simply because money may be taken out of it, but it may not necessarily be used for Social Security, no matter how much they claim that's all it's being used for. So I'm not sure your friend is on the right track when, as a government employee, he says he's got the inside information on how that money may be being used for illegal aliens. If he has any real proof of that, he should be taking it to a media outlet that has a big, big mega horn that they can use to just blast it throughout the airwaves. What does he think about doing something like that?
Well, I called my congressman on it. He's a little worried about getting found out for telling me stuff like this. But I called finally having a congressman that works, John James, mm-hmm. somebody that actually I think would respond to me as opposed to the Levins. The second thing is Joe Biden said today that it's not my fault. The inflation, all that's not my fault. The economy was broken when I got here. You know, what's that Terry Truman said? It's the buck stops here. But, oh, wait, Bill Clinton took that thing off of his desk. So, you know, never arrived to the president. How he can think it's not any of this is his fault.
Yeah, that's absolute nonsense. Joe Biden is telling the biggest lie. This week, when he says he inherited a bad economy, Joe Biden inherited a great economy, and all he had to do was keep his hands off it. If he had done nothing but go to the Oval Office every day and play tiddlywinks, we'd be in better shape right now. Inherited a bad economy? Well, when he sat down in the chair in the Oval Office, inflation was at 1.4%. It is at 6.5% now. How in the world did he inherit a worse economy when inflation is 5-6 times higher now than it was when he took office? The man is patently out of touch with reality, Jim, and I think you and I both know that. Jim, thanks a lot for a great call. 866-423-9578. And when I say that, folks, I'm not saying it to sound as though I'm being mean-spirited or disagreeable. It is objectively verifiable that Joe Biden is lying when he says things like that. And that's the point I'm trying to make here. All you have to do is go back and look at the numbers. 866-423-9578. And since Jim brought up the idea about the economy being this, that, or the other, and I had it pretty much way down on the rundown, but remember, you guys get to set the talk agenda on this program on the show today. The president was, in fact, out there today trying to make people think that we're in pretty decent shape when we talk about the economy, and that the economy, via Joe Biden's input, is somehow in better shape now than it would have been otherwise. That, again, as I say, ladies and gentlemen, is simply not true. But there he was earlier today trying to take a victory lap based on what we see happening in the economy of the United States. The president really ought to get a grip on reality, because far from being in great shape, our economy is in very bad shape.
Here's where we stand. The strongest job growth in history, the lowest unemployment rate in 54 years, manufacturing rebounding at a faster rate than in the last 40 years.
What this man is not saying is that we have an economy that is struggling to recover from a shutdown unprecedented in scope and the likes of which we've never seen in this country before, based on a pandemic and decisions that we unfortunately turned over to a bunch of government bureaucrats, decisions made by people in agencies like the National Institutes of Health, Centers for Disease Control, the Institute for Infectious Diseases and all that kind of stuff. These are the people who had the president at that time, Donald Trump's ear, convinced him that shutting down the economy was the smartest thing to do. And once we shut it down, doggone if we couldn't get the thing reopened. 866-423-9578. So any progress you make in the aftermath of that kind of a cataclysmic decision is going to look like progress.
Inflation coming down, real wages going up, but moderately going up, not going through the roof. The economy growing at a solid clip. Put simply, I would argue the Biden economic plan is working.
I would argue that the Biden economic plan is a mass confusion. 866-423-9578. And I'd be in pretty good company because there are independent economists looking at the situation who, while they say, you know, 517,000 jobs in January, that is the number of people that apparently found work because they decided to get off the sideline and actually go back to work, is a good number. It is not reflective of the reality of the situation. It's just a number. You say, Daryl, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about what informed objectivists like Peter Buchvar, an economist and contributor to CNBC, has to say about the situation.
The jobs number itself is clear as mud, but everything else that I look at seems to be pretty clear. What's so interesting about the number is it is such an outlier to such a great extent.
The number is an outlier. 516,000 jobs in 1 month. It's an outlier, and it's an outlier for a very specific reason, folks.
That I don't know whether to rely on it. The household survey within the overall number, that can be explained. There was a population adjustment. If you take out that adjustment, there was only 84,000 jobs added in the month.
There were only 84,000 jobs in reality added within the same month that you hear the president and others crowing about this 517,000 job number. More about that in just a second.
But I can't explain the establishment survey. But I look at the ISM services number today. The employment component was exactly 50, implying really no real net hiring. You had the S&P Global Services PMI that said there has been a notable halt to hiring. We see the continuing claims data being elevated. I listen to a lot of company conference calls and a lot of just general cautiousness and a limit to hiring. So the number came out of left field, and I can't have that yet alter my opinion on what is clearly a slowing economy and one that I think is in a recession.
Yeah, I have also been saying this economy is in, not headed for, but in recession. I haven't changed my tune about that either. 866-423-9578. But as you heard Mr. Buchvar, the economist there, say, this number is inexplicable except on a certain basis, because all of the other indicators seem to show that we are in a slowdown. We are in a recessionary trend. In addition to that, there is no clear explanation for why the number should be that high, other than if you listen to someone else, an objectivist like Neil Duda, Renaissance Macro Research, head of U.S. Economic Research, talking about why it appears there are so many people back at work. Listen carefully.
Part-time employment, part-time employed for economic reasons. Anyone right. who talks about that, it's a tell okay. because it went up.
Part-time employment for economic reasons. And that includes people who already have full-time jobs.
Neil, how much are we looking at people who are getting multiple jobs because they're trying to deal with inflation? How are we looking at one person accounting for three of these jobs that have been created?
I mean, I have to look at the multiple job holders as a share of employment. That's in the household data. I haven't looked at that yet, but it doesn't look to be abnormal. Frankly, I don't think this is going to really change the Fed's calculus. I mean, guys, it's not like they're going to come out and say, oh, we got to go back to 50. You know, all they can do at this point is just sort of extend out the 25s.
What's he talking about? More people working part-time jobs, including people with full-time jobs. That's at least one part of the explanation. And in his estimation, that's not going to stop the Fed from hiking interest rates. Why? Because they still believe inflation may run away if they don't.
Out what we've been up to. WLQB's newsletter is online. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter keyword newsletter. Get in the know now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, one, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener in square and use the promo code RUN to win. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUN to win at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Faith Talk Detroit welcomes Dr. Daniel Huerta, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, and Christian music artist Rebecca St. James to Woodside Bible Church in Troy on Friday, March 10th. It's free and open to the public, but get your tickets online now at FaithTalkDetroit.com. During this inspiring event presented by Focus on the Family, Dr. Huerta will break down each of the seven traits to give parents an honest look at their unique strengths, plus some areas they could use a little help. Rebecca St. James will join the conversation to discuss these empowering parenting tools to help you be the parent God is calling you to be. Admission is free. Go to FaithTalkDetroit.com. Don't miss this special opportunity to hear from Dr. Daniel Huerta along with Rebecca St. James at Woodside Bible Church in Troy. Get your free tickets now at FaithTalkDetroit.com and enjoy an evening of discussion, worship, music, and giveaways at Faith Talk Detroit's parenting event presented by Focus on the Family.
Starting your weekend off the only way he knows how, with a lot of wisdom, William Malcolm Morning Show, Saturday mornings at 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 22 minutes past the hour, it's that time. Time for you to make that call to win a pair of tickets to see the Detroit Pistons take on the Boston Celtics next Monday, February 6th, during the University of Detroit Mercy College Night at the Pistons. That's Monday, February 6th. Be the fifth caller right now at 248-835. 6186. Once again, 248-835-6186 to win your free pair of Piston basketball tickets. In the meantime, dial 866-423-9578. Have your say on the news, the topics, the stories you really care about on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. For the break, one of our callers sent us spiraling in the direction of talk about the economy. The president made a big deal out of 500,000 plus jobs on the books, people getting work in the month of January. But does that number tell us the whole story? Is that number even realistic? You stop and think about where we've been. Number one, an economy that was completely shut down, an economy that has 11 million unfilled jobs right now. Now, that's something the president didn't mention. We're still talking about 11 million jobs that are going unfilled, even though the labor participation rate has ticked up slightly. And there are lots of people going back to work. There are still so many jobs unfilled in this country that any increase in numbers of people getting off the sideline and going back to work looks pretty impressive. But folks, these are not record-setting numbers. We're still trying to fill a huge hole when it comes to employment in this country. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Before the break, you heard Peter Buchvar, an economist on CNBC, sharing information about how that 517,000 jobs is an outlier. And it's not clear to him how we reached that number. And when you listen to Neil Dutta from Renaissance Macro, the head of U.S. economic research, talk about it, he quite plainly says, when you take a look at the number of people who are actually taking on two and three part-time jobs, it begins to explain, at least in part, how it appears so many people are returning to work. But it does not change the dynamic of an economy that is going to see an increase in interest rates because the Fed is still interested in making sure that inflation is checked. And remember, because of what inflation is doing to your paycheck, it's one of the main reasons so many people are working second and third part-time jobs. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. John Hatzius is with Goldman Sachs. He's the chief economist. He says if you take a look at the numbers that we are hearing about, the ones that the president wants to take a victory lap on, they're generally good.
So I think it was a genuinely strong report. That said, you always have to take these outlier numbers with a grain of salt.
Notice he refers to them as outlier numbers that should be taken with a grain of salt.
And I would say that's especially true in January, because January is a very difficult month to seasonally adjust. The not seasonally adjusted change in payrolls in January is always deeply negative. So, that illustrates not seasonally adjusted employment was down sharply, as it is every single January. And that illustrates that you have to take it with a grain of salt. Having said that, if I look at these employment numbers and I look at the jobless claims numbers, and I look at also the non-manufacturing ISM survey, you know, clearly the economy is doing a lot better than many forecasters, and indeed the consensus of forecasters is saying, because consensus continues to be that we're going into a recession. Right. And there's just no sign of that.
866-423-9578. So you can see there is some variance between the economists. They all believe that that number for January is anomalous, not something that is normal, not something that you can rely on. Seems to have come out of left field and for a number of different reasons. But some would assert that we are in recession, while others would say we don't see any sign of recession. I'm kind of in that former camp. I believe we're in a recession. 866-423-9578. 866-423-9578. WLQV. Dennis is listening to the program in Clinton Township on a Free Thought Friday. Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. Your comment.
Well, hello, Daryl. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you.
In recognition of Black History Month, I'd like to help to set the record straight.
Mm-hmm.
With a rhetorical question, is the Constitution a pro-slavery document, and I'll follow with a response.
No, the Constitution is just the opposite of a pro-slavery document, because it was it set in motion the underpinnings of the movement to end slavery, which within 70 years of the signing of the Constitution, we were done with slavery as an institution in this country. And that is as a direct result of what happened at that Constitutional Convention. Dennis?
Reverend Frederick Douglass, born in 1818, mm-hmm. would wholeheartedly agree with you as it flowed from his pen. Mm-hmm. And I quote, "I was on the anti-slavery question, fully committed to the doctrine touching the pro-slavery character of the Constitution. I advocated it with pen and tongue according to the best of my ability. Upon a reconsideration of the whole subject, I became convinced that the Constitution of the United States not only contained no guarantees in favor of slavery, but on the contrary, it is in its letter and spirit an anti-slavery instrument demanding the abolition of slavery as a condition of its own existence as the supreme law of the land. He was a radical change. Here was a radical change, in my opinion."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dennis, you make an excellent point, and a lot of people like to talk about Black History Month. This is an aspect of the history that seems to escape the general discussion or even a specific discussion on the issue of slavery, what was typically referred to by some as a peculiar institution in the United States of America. But the fact of the matter was, with the institution of things like the Three-Fifths Clause, which some people want to think was ignominious, shameful, because it somehow dehumanized Africans, it did not. What it did was it denied the slaveholders their ability to increase their wealth and their power and political control by not allowing them to count their slaves as fully human, simply when they did not want to treat them as fully human. And by doing so, diminished their power on the road to ending the enslavement of Africans in this country. Dennis, fantastic call. Have a great weekend, my friend. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. And you have your kids out there, who, particularly those who are attending public school now, in some places being treated to things like the 1619 Project. I even saw when I was flipping through some of the information on the screen on my television the other day, that on Netflix they have a video presentation of the 1619 Project. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just 1619 misinformation in terms of its characterization of the fundamental founding of the Republic. The 1619 Project has been resoundingly taken apart and dismantled intellectually and historically for its inaccuracies, its outright errors, and its propagandistic nature. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number, join the conversation. On Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. So just an example of how the discussion can range in broad and diverse fashion on this program, on the Free Thought edition of the program. Back out to the phone lines we go. Let's pick up Walter. He's listening to the program in, Walter's in Ypsilanti. Let's take Walter. Walter, thanks so very much for the call, my friend.
Hey, Darryl, as Ron Edwards would famously call it, Yipsilanti.
All right, Yipsilanti. Okay. Never heard that.
Hey, it's hilarious, man. Hey, look here, sidebar real quick. I always got it. Every time when you get on to all these great topics, man, I just put so many thoughts in my mind real quick. Why don't these Republicans use Black History Month as a perfect timing to expose them racist Ku Klux Klaners, Democrats, yesterday, today, and in the future? That's exactly what they are. Instead of the Democrats using this month to lie, like that famous, I have a T-shirt that says, live in such a way that the preacher ain't got to lie at your funeral. Mm-hmm. And them Democrats, that's all they do is lie, lie, lie. And let me say this real quick. Did you see the protest in Tennessee over the officers was, in my opinion, murdered the guy?
Yeah, we talked briefly about those earlier in the week, and we talked about the funeral of Tyre Nichols as well. What about those, Walter?
Did you see some of them other people from another race? I got to say it. I hope Brian's listening. I said, I'll give him a laugh. Did you see, my eyes just happened to zone in on a white guy and a Oriental guy with a stupid sign that was way out of context. The white guy's sign said, let's stop racism. That ain't had nothing to do with racism when it was all black cops. He had to be a useful idiot, a plant or whatever, Antifa or something, and the Oriental. Man, them Democrats don't want racism to ever stop because they can steal elections and win votes and keep black people angry. Al Sharpton. You want racial harmony and everything? Never invite that clown to a funeral or to a memorial or anything to spew that garbage out of his mouth. And what, by the way, whatever happened to Jesse Ware's to Cameron Jackson? Got to throw him in there. I guess he's going through some problems today. But look, on Joe Biden, you know what, Joe Biden? I said this before, but I got to say it again. That guy cannot tell the truth if Jesus Christ himself suspending him upside down over the lake of fire. He cannot tell the truth. That 500 something thousand jobs, no, if it was 500 some thousand jobs that were not created, they would go back to jobs, refilling jobs. Mm-hmm. Like we always said, the Trump return jobs. This man ain't created nothing. His policies, this shows my policies are working. It will never work. And you know, that's just flat out communist propaganda. And there's actually people just believing him because they hate the white Republicans so bad they're willing to put up with a liar in the White House, the resident of that address in Washington. And no, and inflation, that 6% is way out of context. It's way higher than that. These people must don't shop in the stores that I go to. You know, the famous stores that we frequent weekly, monthly, whatever, however we shop. I tell you what, there was a time when Walmart was a store for the broke, busted, disgusted, the struggling, the working poor, the moderately poor, the middle class. It ain't now. Their prices are higher than some of the other stores. Aldi's used to be a store, or even cheaper prices. Their prices are off the charts there. And eggs is up way over 300%. Under Trump, the average eggs, large dozen of eggs were like 59, 69, 70 cents a dozen. And Democrats come up with every excuse they can come up with to give us a reason why things are high. Gas is going up like mad. And you know what? It never came down that much. But brainwashed, brain dead people were willing to settle for three something and think they're getting a deal.
Well, it's
Joe Biden never.
That's right. Yeah. It's a new level of indoctrination. If we can get you to begin to accept life at these higher, more ridiculous levels of discomfort, that any change in the opposite direction might seem to be progress, which you can give us credit for. That's the game that Joe Biden plays repeatedly where the American taxpayer is concerned. Walter, got to leave it there. Your points are all well made, my friend. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for the call. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Perhaps you want to talk about the economy. Perhaps you want to talk about education. Perhaps you want to talk about art. Maybe you want to talk about sports. I have no idea. All I know is that it's your day. It's your time to shine. You can talk with me about whatever you want. When I come back, one of the things that I'll put on the table is that Chinese spy balloon. Now, how about that, folks? A Chinese spy balloon just floating, drifting over the continental United States. Mr. Biden is just twiddling his thumbs. We'll be right back.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah weekday mornings at 6:30 a.m. on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500, Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing strategy. And when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, I'm sure he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up? Hi.
Over 200 digital media strategists with all the current digital tools, resources, and training, bringing your business the real results you need. These are the people who are passionate about your marketing success and will work 24/7 to deliver customers to you and your business. So, Tim.
Yes, level 12. I'm going to be here all night.
Or the team at Salem Surround. Why trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Nationwide exposure, experience, and expertise. Let our team of experts focus on your digital marketing strategy so you can focus on your business. It's an easy decision.
To learn more about Salem Surround or for a free, no-obligation digital audit, visit us at surrounddetroit.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-515-2399. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
If you're listening to this radio station right now, you're being inundated with information about the coronavirus pandemic. Some of this information is alarming. You need to know now how to protect your family. Every host on this station is here to help. We're here to keep you informed, keep you calm, and most of all, keep you safe. There are lots of places to go for information. There is one place you can always trust. This is it. And we'll never be in lockdown. FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
...866-423-9578. 42 minutes past the hour on a Free Thought Friday edition of Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show. I want to say congratulations to Jim in Southfield. Jim in Southfield is our first winner of the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest. He's got a couple of tickets he's going to use to enjoy that Pistons versus the Celtics ball game Monday, February 6th. Coming up in hour two, another chance for you to win a pair of Pistons tickets. Stay tuned and keep your ears open. 866-423-9578. In the meantime, is the number to dial to join the conversation on the program today and help me set the talk agenda. Actually, I like to turn the responsibility for writing the show rundown completely and totally over to you, but, you know, it just depends on when and in what volume you call. 866-423-9578. Doubtless by this time, unless you are just totally tuned out, you've heard about that spy balloon the Chinese government spy balloon floating over the continental United States. It was spotted, a few days ago before it ever drifted over the continental United States. But instead of stopping it, our government decided to kind of just let it continue to float over the country, even though we knew it was a Chinese government apparatus. 866-423-9578. Dial that number if you want to talk with me about this or anything related to it. 866-423-9578, the number you dial. That Chinese spy balloon continues to float as far as we know. I don't think the government has taken any opportunity to try and bring it down in one piece or to try to shoot it down. And as has been reported by at least two news agencies, the balloon is capable of doing surveillance from 60,000 or so feet up. Mola Langhi is with ABC News.
The United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now.
National security officials say they are monitoring this Chinese surveillance balloon that traveled from Alaska through Montana here and is still on the move. Pentagon officials telling ABC News they decided not to shoot the aircraft down, but they're leaving all options on the table.
Sources describe it as an aircraft designed to travel in a purposeful path, one that includes a number of sensitive U.S. sites.
These are balloons that can be used for surveillance, for Earth observation, but they can also be used for military purposes. In this case, perhaps the Chinese were looking to collect high-fidelity imagery of sensitive U.S. sites, or they may have been intercepting communications, but they also could have been testing U.S. air defenses.
The Pentagon, now closely tracking the balloon, says it currently poses no physical threat to civilians, commercial aviation, or U.S. military assets.
Yeah, that may be the case. Jennifer Griffin, however, is the senior national security correspondent with Fox News. She kind of updates the story and lets us know when it comes to that balloon. There have been some misinformation-oriented reports about a second apparatus.
The Pentagon does not believe there is a second spy balloon flying near U.S. airspace, as initially reported by Canadian defense officials. According to a senior U.S. defense official, the balloon currently over Montana was launched from mainland China. The Pentagon does not believe this was a weather balloon that flew off course, despite an apology issued this morning from the Chinese Foreign Ministry blaming a force majeure or weather event. There was no force majeure that caused the Chinese surveillance balloon to enter U.S. airspace, I'm told. This was intentional, a senior U.S. official told me. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed indefinitely his upcoming trip to China. A senior State Department official told reporters, quote, "We have noted the PRC, People's Republic of China, statement of regret, but the presence of this balloon in our airspace is a clear violation of our sovereignty as well as international law, and it is unacceptable that this has occurred."
Yeah, what do you think China thinks about that statement? 866-423-9578-866-423-WLQV, particularly when you stop to think that that balloon is flying over installations that house things like our nuclear weaponry and other military assets. So there was a press conference earlier today at the Pentagon. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder gave what I call a non-response to this situation.
While we won't get into specifics in regards to the exact location, I can tell you that the balloon continues to move eastward and is currently over the center of the continental United States. Again, we currently assess that the balloon does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground at this time. We'll continue to monitor and review options.
Yeah, and the press who were present at the Pentagon to try and get a straight answer or whatever that may be with regard to the Biden administration out of the general didn't have much success.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels. And in terms of specific locations, I'm not going to be able to go into specific locations again, other than to say it's moving eastward at this time.
Well, what about the White House? What about the president? Does he have anything to say about how we should handle this?
Again, I'm not going to get into discussions, internal discussions within the White House. Again, right now we assess that there is no threat, physical threat or military threat to people on the ground.
What would you do, ladies and gentlemen? Would you shoot this thing out of the sky? What about you, Brigadier General Patrick Ryder?
You know, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again, running through the various factors and looking at in terms of does it pose a potential risk to people while in the air? And right now, as I mentioned, we assess that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
Yeah, you know, the government is expert at talking a lot and saying nothing. 866-423-9578. Next segment, your calls.
This is Pastor Kirk of Calvary Chapel Waterford at Your Neighborhood Church. I would like to invite you to our new radio program, Change Your World, right here on Faith Talk, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Or you can join us live at our church, Calvary Chapel Waterford, 183 South Winding Drive, Waterford, Michigan. All the donuts you can eat, and you don't have to believe a thing we say, but it could change your world. Check us out at yourneighborhoodchurch.org.
Jesus saves the world.
A Moment of Destiny from Pastor Paul Shepherd.
No matter where you are in life, the Lord is with you. You have never shocked God in your life. Your circumstances have never shocked God. God has never been in heaven. Say, I can't believe this. Are you kidding me? Nothing has ever caught God by surprise. And God is so much God that it doesn't matter where you are. He can get you from where you are to where he's ordained you to be. Not only can he get you there, he'll make it work out where it looked like you were supposed to be where you are so he could get you to where you ought to be.
Pastor Paul Shepherd is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Northern California. The program is heard daily on radio stations across America and anytime at pastorpaul.net.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk, weeknights at 6 on WLQV.
Download the free Radio.com app at the Apple Store or Google Play to listen to WLQV, FM 92.7, and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit. Anytime, anywhere, hear the very best in local and national Bible teachings and preaching from ministry leaders across the Motor City and around the country. Discover engaging faith-based programs, inspiring sermons, Christian talk, and local sports on WLQV, FM 92.7, and AM 1500. Stream Faith Talk Detroit live on Radio.com today.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
things you do still amaze me. You lift worry and depression, and then you pronounce the blessing. You help me to win. Every challenge in my
866-423-9578. Run to win the Darryl Woods Show on the air, 53 minutes past the hour, Free Thought Friday. Rob's listening to the program in Livonia. Rob, thanks for the call. Your comment.
Thank you, Darryl. Yeah, I just tuned in late, but hearing the comments about Black History Month, you know, too many of us don't know everything, and we've been told what we're supposed to believe. When you were mentioning the 1619 Project, when I learned that the owner, the family that owns the New York Times, were actually supporters of the Confederacy and slavery, you know, it reminded me that, you know, Benjamin Franklin was the president of the Pennsylvania Society for the Abolition of Slavery.
Yes.
And when they passed the Northwood Ordinance of 1787, they banned slavery in an area as large as the original 13 states. And, of course, you know, George Washington actually told a friend of his there was not a man amongst him who would like not want to find a way to end the, you know, institution of slavery. And James Madison, who I'm a Northerner all the way. My family goes back to the Revolutionary War in New York. The James Madison talked about during the Constitutional Convention, he said that something to the effect, I have to paraphrase, you know, that in a time of the greatest enlightenment, this institution of slavery being allowed is an awful thing. These men were not for it. They saw how evil it was. And one thing that gets forgotten is this claim that these, you know, these people came as the first in 1619, these slaves, they earned indentured servants. And
that's right.
Thanks to a man I'm sure you know who he is, and I so greatly respect, I was sad when he died, Ben Kinchlow. He revealed that the first owner of slaves in America was a black man. It was not a white man.
Right.
And it's an awful thing that it was ever allowed to exist.
Absolutely.
Stealing somebody's labor.
That's right. But you make a very important point. It's a major failing of the 1619 Project, both historically and factually. The fact that you have American forebearers, we refer to many of them as the forefathers, those people that included folks like John Hay, included people like Quincy Adams, John Adams, and others, people who were dead set on the ending of slavery in the United States of America. And if you read the 1619 Project materials, you get just the opposite sense. It almost does violence to American history. To the degree that it doesn't even acknowledge the abolitionist movement as a potent movement for change, positive change, and the end of enslavement of Africans in this country. Again, it is, I'm not going to say it's a complete waste of time, but it shows you how people can propagandistically contort history for their own agenda. And that is something we must guard against. Rob?
Absolutely, and anybody who's not read it should read David Horowitz's article that's at the front page mag. It's called The Hate America Project. And he also, in some of those things I mentioned, he mentioned those, but he also points out that they, if they had ended slavery immediately, and they did want to, they probably would have found themselves fighting against the South and the British, because the British liked the cheap labor just like the Southerners did. So they had to work it out. And you, like you mentioned earlier, the Three-Fifths Project.
Yes.
I'd always heard that it was supposedly people of color were three-fifths of a white person. That wasn't the case at all. That was designed. Actually, I'm sure you've seen it, but anybody that's not seen some of the courses at PragerU, like the beautiful Professor Carol Swain, where she talks like the inconvenient truth about the Republican Party, the inconvenient truth about the Democratic Party.
Yes.
And some of the things like on the Three-Fifths Compromise. These people were, they're smarter than people in Congress now. They were geniuses.
Oh, absolutely. And to say that is half the truth of the intellectual heft they exercised. Just take a look at the Constitution as proof of that. Rob, thanks a lot for a great call. Nate, Dave, the rest of you calling in, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls in segment one after the top of the hour break. Folks, it's the end of hour one, but no end in the talk action, really. Stick with us for part two in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
This is Luke Hammett.
By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. God only knows
what you've been through. Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, we're here. Be encouraged on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is the new FM 92.7 news on Faith Talk 1500. Give us a call at 866-423-9578. That's 866-423-9578. 9578. Here's your host, Daryl Wood.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second and final hour of our broadcast. That's right, hour two now underway on a Free Thought Friday edition of Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. If you are in queue to have your say on the news, topic, stories, stay in queue. We are going to get to your call coming right out of our show open. We're going to open up the phone lines, going to start talking with you again. So stick and stay. 866-423-9578. This, of course, is that day of the week when we turn the responsibility of writing the show rundown over to the listeners. It's that day when you get to kick my rundown to the curb and talk about whatever you want. We have a lost and a dying world to save, and a republic to rescue. Let's go.
From fashionable Ferndale, Michigan, it's Free Thought Friday on Run to Win. Kick Daryl's content to the curb, and you set the talk agenda for the next hour.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And just like that first hour came and went, this one will too. Stay tuned in. You don't want to miss 1 minute. 866-423-9578. Call now.
Legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America, and this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body.
You know what's racist? What's racist is the Democrats not giving a damn about a bunch of children being sexually molested and physically abused by traffickers. I've seen the little girls who were assaulted by these traffickers. I've seen the little boys who were assaulted. I've seen the women who were raped by these traffickers. And the Democrats don't give a damn. And many of them are Hispanic. My dad was an immigrant from Cuba. Jerry Nadler and Joe Biden and the other Democrats don't give a damn about these Hispanic immigrants being left to die on Texas farms and ranches in the sun and the heat.
Come on, man.
How dare you?
The weekend on deck.
I don't know. I would say that the weight of evidence is against Joe Biden, at least with regard to the argument made by Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. You may have recognized the voice of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez arguing passionately against the removal of Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, from the Foreign Affairs Committee because of her virulent anti-Semitic commentary. In addition to that, Ted Cruz reacting to Democrat Jerry Nadler saying, Republicans' incessant attention to what's happening at the southern border is simply racist because they're focused too much on the kinds of different people coming across that border. And I guess that makes Republicans racist because they want an accounting of the people slipping into the country seemingly indiscriminately. And what does that have to do with racism? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. As a matter of fact, I have said time and time again, when it comes to the issue of the border, we are going to pay an incredibly high price, and many Americans are already paying it. From the drug addicted and the hundreds of thousands dying from fentanyl, which is making its way from China into Mexico and from Mexico via the drug cartels into the United States and killing our young people and other Americans, we're paying the price. If you take a look at the crime raging out of control in our streets, some of that crime is being brought to you by the drug cartels. Some of that trafficking that's taking place in our country is taking place vis-a-vis the drug cartels. 866-423-9578. And then there is the murder, the crime, the mayhem that is taking place in our country that seems to be affecting people on a weekly basis in this country, even though you don't hear a whole lot about it. You do hear a lot about crime. You hear a lot about violence. But when it comes to the illegal immigrant, you hear less. And you hear less because there are those who are invested in the narrative that these are people who are looking for a better way of life. And many of them are. I'm not trying to take that away from anyone. But the bottom line is there's a way to come into this country. And if you don't come in legally, we don't know who's coming in. And when we don't know who's coming in, guess what happens? People come into this country that don't mean us any good. Jeff Hagar is with WMAR2 News.
It has been nearly 7 months since an Aberdeen woman was strangled to death inside of her home.
Tonight, police in the Harford County town say they've caught her killer. WMAR2 News' Jeff Hagar has more on the suspect and the life that he allegedly cut short.
Life on the spectrum had brought challenges for Kayla Hamilton, but a new job in Aberdeen had brought new hope to the 20-year-old from Virginia when tragedy struck in July of last year. Her boyfriend discovered her body in their mobile home at the Rancho Estate.
It's been for me many sleepless nights. I've never thought I would take this journey on losing my daughter in such a horrific way and so soon.
Months later, investigators have matched DNA found at the scene to a suspect who has now been arrested and is being held at the Harford County Detention Center with no bail.
It was a 17-year-old male that is an undocumented person in the United States from El Salvador. And also, it was determined through investigation they had ties to MS-13.
Kayla's mother says a detective told her that the way the killer left her daughter's body inside the home was just plain evil. An autopsy determined she died from strangulation and she had been sexually assaulted. Now her family, including her older brother and an 8-year-old sister, continue to grieve for Kayla while awaiting some measure of justice.
When I found out that it was a juvenile, I was shocked. I was like, a juvenile did this to her? Like, I was really shocked. I could not believe a teenager could do this.
Our thanks to Jeff Hagar for that report. And then there is this. Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler saying that Republicans too focused on the people coming from all these different countries around the world across that southern border flowing into the country illegally, particularly with the focus on people from the Latin and Hispanic diasporas. That being the case, Jerry Nadler says that Ted Cruz and the Republicans are essentially a bunch of racists dead set on keeping brown people out of the country.
Democrat Congressman Jerry Nadler, he says the GOP is racist for focusing on the surge at the border. You want to respond to that, Senator?
Well, sure. You know, Nadler is welcome to come down to Texas. I'm from Texas. I spend a lot of time on the southern border. I'll tell you, anyone who sees it firsthand, you know what's racist? What's racist is the Democrats not giving a damn about a bunch of children being sexually molested and physically abused by traffickers. I've seen the little girls who were assaulted by these traffickers. I've seen the little boys who were assaulted. I've seen the women who were raped by these traffickers. And the Democrats don't give a damn. And many of them are Hispanic. My dad was an immigrant from Cuba. Jerry Nadler and Joe Biden and the other Democrats don't give a damn about these Hispanic immigrants being left to die on Texas farms and ranches in the sun and the heat. 54 illegal immigrants cooked. They died in a tractor trailer outside of San Antonio. And the Democrats don't give a damn, and they're willing to let it happen tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I'm tired of the cheap accusations of racism from the Democrats when they're the ones that are turning a racist blind eye to the people who are dying. And you know what they're also turning a blind eye to? The over 100,000 deaths from overdoses, Chinese fentanyl flooding across the border. Again, the Democrats don't give a damn, and it's time that they actually secure the border. And I tell you, you go to South Texas, which is overwhelmingly Hispanic, and everyone agrees this is a crisis, and it's a crisis the Democrats have caused.
Well, I guess he let us know how he really felt about it, didn't he? 866-423-9578. He mentioned Chinese sending fentanyl into the country through Mexico. Well, the Chinese are also floating a spy balloon across the continental United States. Why didn't we take action against that particular balloon before it drifted over the continent? We could have shot it down while it was over the Pacific, but we didn't, and we knew it was there. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQB. But what we're getting from the government in terms of their official Pentagon response is a bunch of double talk, a bunch of subterfuge about why we couldn't do it, didn't want to hurt the population, didn't want to endanger people's lives with falling debris, didn't want to create any kind of a scorched earth trauma because of pieces that might fall out of the sky from this thing. It's supposed to be about the size of three buses carrying sensitive and highly developed surveillance equipment. So we didn't want to shoot it out of the sky. That's what they're saying at the Pentagon at this particular point in time. I guess that's what they think passes as enlightened leadership. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder.
You know, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again, running through the various factors and looking at in terms of does it pose a potential risk to people while in the air? And right now, as I mentioned, we assess that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
Do they really know what's in that thing? Do they really know what it's capable of? Do they even really know what it's doing? Nate's listening to the program in Southfield. Nate, thanks for the call.
Hey, how you doing, Darryl?
All right, thanks.
You had a lot of good callers call in, and man, it was just some good information. I wanted to touch on all of it, but I know I don't have the time. I just wanted to say this, Darryl. I am just very angry. I'm pretty just pissed off. And just to listen to that Pentagon representative tried to talk us through this, he sounded just like the president's press conference lady.
Mm-hmm. Secretary, yes.
They might as well have put her out there. Mm-hmm. You can't make this stuff up, Darrell. This is absolute, in my opinion, treason. If we had Eisenhower, if we had MacArthur, if we had Patton, they'd take these guys out and shoot them. I'm telling you, we are at war. Most Americans don't know this, and I think I can prove the point. We're already at war with China. China, the president 2 or 3 months ago said, told his army to prepare to go to war with the U.S. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a four-star general said, we're going to be at war with China in 2025. Mm-hmm. And I think he overstated that. I think it's going to be sooner. But anyway, and they shot the first shot with this COVID. Donald Trump, he put all of those tariffs on them, brought them down to their knees. They said, okay, but we'll steal your election. And, you know, those Democrat puppets that they have. And they think they're doing this stuff independent of themselves for their own gain. And I've already told you, this guy in the White House, he's a Manchurian candidate. They've got so much stuff on him, he would be executed. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. And you're sitting there on television, on the radio, talking about the economy. What economy are you going to have? They're probing us. They're probing us right now. Who in their right mind would let us a sophisticated balloon like that go over Wyoming with our intercontinental ballistic missiles and say, I don't want to shoot it down because I might. You know, you're in Wyoming. If you shot it down, you couldn't find nobody to drop it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we really this stupid?
And Nate, the point is well made. I mean, if you stop and think about the population in Wyoming, it's so small to begin with, and then the huge spreads of land that have absolutely nothing on them, you could have shot that thing down over Wyoming without any real problem. I suspect there is a major part of the story we are missing at this point. Nate, going to give you about another 30 seconds.
That's what my son said. He said, Dad, there's something else. Are they tapping into this, the communications coming off of there or whatever? You cannot be. Nobody's that incompetent. You're not that incompetent. You can't. You know, a broke clock is right twice a day.
That's right.
And Biden's never right. So that means everything he's doing is right compared to what they're having him do.
Nate, I appreciate the passion in your commentary, your perspective, sir. Absolutely what we look for on this program in a phone call like yours on this topic. Thank you so much for taking the time to make that call, sir. Have a great weekend. Feel free to call again at your earliest convenience. Out to the phone lines, we return. Dave's listening to the program in Hazel Park. Dave, thanks so much for calling. Your comment.
Yeah, my friend, this is crazy. You know, first of all, you know, when you watch that, what's their motive? What's their intention? Is it going to be aggressive? That other gentleman is right. They're probing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, what it is, you say, give them an inch. I know the enemy. In Vietnam, I knew the enemy. Give them mm-hmm. an inch, they take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just like being an adult, they, you know, they'll their children, they'll test you, see how far they can go.
That's right.
You know, but I'm going to say, as an old Vietnam combat vet, you know, it used to aggravate me in Vietnam. That's why I came back mad. They wouldn't let us fight. They wouldn't let us win it, you know, to itself. We mm-hmm. lost a lot of our comrades. Other vets will tell you that. Because
mm-hmm.
we had a non-controlled fire zone. We had a controlled fire zone. Mm-hmm. We had to get clearance. We'd get incoming or we'd be hit, and we had to get clearance to fight a battle to save our comrades. You know, that, I mean, that was bad then, but look at this. You're going to let them do that? Mm-hmm. I would tell, hey, somebody, I'd be saying, you got to get it out of here. Do something or we're going to shoot it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't give them an inch, so take them out. That's the way the enemy is. And China is our enemy. I remember in Vietnam, we had Chinamen over there we were fighting against. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, who's kidding who? Where's the common sense, Daryl?
That's right, Dave. It is all too uncommon in the day and time in which we live, and you make very excellent points. Dave, thanks so very much, not only for your call, but for your service to our country. 866-423-9578. Political reaction also coming in. A lot of these people expressing a kind of indignance, the likes of which you heard Dave expressing.
Some Republicans, including 2024 hopeful Nikki Haley, calling on President Biden to shoot it down. Congressman Andy Biggs calling Biden a feckless commander-in-chief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was scheduled to travel to Beijing in just a few days. Now we've been told that that trip has been postponed indefinitely. Senator Tom Cotton says Biden must answer to why he has not secured U.S. airspace. The president walking away moments ago from questions.
Yeah, Mr. Biden, kind of wanted to take that victory lap on the economy. But when the subject turned to that Chinese surveillance balloon, all of a sudden he was out of there. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Representative Mike Waltz is the Republican from Florida. He says this is just another Chinese effort to not only find out what's in America, but they've been buying up America for some time, so that the problem is not just what you can see in the air, it's also what's happening on the ground.
This is part of the broader assault of the Chinese Communist Party buying up America, whether it's our farmland, it's in our educational system. They have hundreds of thousands of students in our universities. Of course, we've seen the billions pouring into endowments, researchers in our labs that are stealing our IT.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
We've got to wake up as a country.
First, we put the Pentagon on
notice that, hey, we can't have future military officers. It's bad enough, kind of the woke leftist teachers and teaching that are coming out of it. But now we have Chinese-influenced schools as well, producing the next generation of military leaders. And then we've got to put a spotlight on Chinese-backed money across the board.
And we got to defund it and pull it back. Yeah,
and talk about funding. Don't forget the $54 million investment by the Chinese in the Penn Biden Think Tank Center. $54 million. You know, the Penn Biden think tank's Joe Biden's baby. Where'd that money go? And what can Joe tell us all about it?
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE. 844-47-BIBLE.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your opportunity to win two free tickets to see the Detroit Pistons play the Boston Celtics Monday, February 6th during the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons. That's right. If you're the fifth caller at 248-835-6186. Once again, 248-835-6186. You'll win those Pistons tickets. Congratulations and good luck.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days applies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-531-1550. 800-531-1550. 800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
FM 92.7. Have you tried? It's the same great Faith Talk Detroit. FM 92.7 and AM 1500. We're Faith Talk Detroit.
Dial that number at 25 minutes past the hour. Become part of the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. News is breaking on the wire about Democrats reaching a deal on a wide-ranging tax cut plan that may feature rebate checks for Michiganders. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and Democrat leaders in the legislature preparing a sweeping tax relief proposal, according to a published report in the Detroit News this afternoon, saying they'll reduce tax bills by more than $1 billion and include rebate checks that could be issued directly to you. The Friday agreement focuses on a plan to ease taxes on retirement income, boost a tax credit for low-wage workers, and issue, quote, inflation relief checks, end quote, in place of a potential cut in the state's personal income tax, which was expected to be triggered by growing revenues, according to a source familiar with the plan. Quote, we are poised to deliver the biggest tax relief to Michiganders in decades, end quote, said Governor Whitmer in a Friday statement at an event in Detroit. This is the way we can quickly get money, she said, into people's pockets. And the full details of the Democrat plan, not immediately available. And as these developments continue to unfold, we will give you more information and maybe even try to get an interview with the governor or someone in the state legislature on exactly how this works and how much it will cost. In the meantime, dial 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, the number to dial to join the conversation on the program today and talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. Before the break, we were talking about this Chinese spy balloon. One of the questions that invariably comes across my mind is what's actually in that thing? And what is its technologic capability? What are the Chinese really doing, since our government is acknowledging that it is a surveillance device operated by the Chinese? What are they doing? What are they looking for, particularly as regards their drifting floating, surveilling land on which we have major military assets, military bases, Air Force assets, nuclear weaponry. 866-423-9578. James Comer is a representative from Kentucky. He's the Republican who says that we should be pretty angry about this particular development. And one of the questions that he's asking is similar to what I'm asking. What's in that thing?
Now we have China clearly playing games with the United States. This balloon never should have been allowed to cross over into the past the Pacific coast under the continental United States. Never should have happened. You know, my concern is that the federal government obviously doesn't know what's in that balloon. Is that bioweapons in that balloon? Did that balloon take off from Wuhan? You know, we don't know anything about that balloon, but the fact that this balloon was slowly making its way to the United States for several days, and this administration never alerted anyone about the possibility of this balloon coming over the United States is very concerning. It's very concerning they didn't shoot it out of the air before it even reached the continental United States.
Yeah, and again, that's something that I maintain could have been done. I mean, they knew it was a Chinese asset. They knew it was being operated by the Chinese. They knew when it was out over the Pacific waters, Pacific Ocean, they could have dispatched with it right then. 866-423. I mean, and that was days ago, ladies and gentlemen. Days ago. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Again, James Comer talking about that Chinese spy balloon.
People on Capitol Hill were not being briefed, national security briefings, about this giant object in the sky?
No one on the House Oversight Committee. Now, I don't know about the Intelligence Committee with the Senate or the House, but I can tell you the overwhelming majority of members of Congress that I've spoken to in the last 24 hours had no idea.
So people who are in high-ranking positions on Intel committees within Congress not being contacted about what's going on. Now, I'm not going to say that that is extraordinary, but you would think that senior leaders within Congress would have been notified about something like this going on. I'm just wondering why they weren't, why they're finding out pretty much the same time the rest of us are finding out about it. What does it say about the administration?
This is very concerning. Unless China's working with the Biden administration to help find some of those missing documents that are scattered all over the United States, then this is unacceptable and this should not be allowed. And again, another sign of weakness on the international stage by our commander-in-chief.
866-423-9578. I believe the word used by another lawmaker was feckless. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Become part of the conversation. We've covered quite a bit of ground on the program. We've talked about the border, immigration, problems attendant to that, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, not nearly enough is being done to stop it on the behalf of this on behalf of the American people by this administration. Now we see a situation where the Chinese government is surveilling U.S. military assets. And let's just tell the truth about it. Do you think they really want to know where all the ATMs or 7-Eleven stores are located? I don't think so. They want to know a little bit more about the military assets they can spy from 60,000 feet up. Information they cannot obtain using satellites. They're going to get with something more low Earth orbiting, like this balloon. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. If you're in queue waiting to have your say on the program, hang in there with us. We're going to get you on just as soon as we can. 866-423-9578. Former Trump administration official, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, saying that, yeah, it probably should have been shot down. But his first interest would have been to find out what level of technology is actually being used. The Biden administration and the Defense Department officials and folks at the Pentagon are talking as if they know exactly what's on board that device. And I'm just wondering how that could possibly be, since they don't have direct access to that particular apparatus.
First of all, I'm surprised by this. I think it is a brazen act by the Chinese to do this. We were just talking about whether or not it has more or less intelligence value than what they currently have. I don't think we know. And so my interest would be not necessarily shooting it down, but bringing it down so that we can capture the equipment and understand exactly what they're doing. Are they taking pictures? Are they intercepting signals? What are they doing? And what is the level of technical capability? It will tell us a lot about what they're trying to do, what they're trying to learn, and what their capability is of doing that. Now, failing that, I would definitely shoot it down.
Yeah, and of course, he qualified that by saying making sure that it would not mean injury to anyone or property on the ground. 866-423-9578. That's Mark Esper, former defense secretary under Donald Trump. Of course, if this were Donald Trump, do you think this would be happening? I mean, come on. 866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. When it comes to this situation, Esper had a couple of other thoughts on the topic of the Chinese and their spying on America. Mark Esper, former defense secretary under Donald Trump.
The Chinese have been spying on us for years, for decades. We know the FBI tells us that, what, every 12 hours they open up an espionage case. To me, this is a brazen act. And so at the political level, we have to push back. We have to defend American sovereignty. And we have to make clear to the Chinese that we're not going to tolerate this.
And in addition to that, it is surprising that they're being so overt in this latest attempt.
So you are surprised that this is just hovering over the continental U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. Not just the continental United States, but over our, you know, our missile fields and our strategic bomber bases. And so that's a great concern to me, that they are collecting intelligence. And look, they obviously are looking for something. They need information that I would assume that they can't get through satellites. And so that's why I would be very interested in getting hold of this, whatever the payload is, and understanding exactly what they're looking for and why. And then, of course, it gives us a good sense of their level of technological capability.
866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, where we, on a Free Thought Friday, love to hear from you. And it doesn't matter what it is you want to talk about. You may say, Daryl, you know, I'm hearing a lot about this Chinese spy balloon, but I'm not sure I understand what's really at stake here. Well, I think that it's pretty obvious that we're talking about national security. And as you heard one lawmaker say a moment ago, we don't really know what's in that thing or what the capability is. And when it comes to that balloon, might it be something that could do harm without our knowledge? I mean, stranger things may have happened. Deb's listening to the program in Detroit. Deb, thanks so much for your call.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Daryl. Mm-hmm. You know what I wanted to say, too? I got in on the conversation about, you know, what the Chinese are doing with the balloon that they've got up, but there's another way they're just cleaning our clocks with. And I can appreciate Donald Trump when he wanted so much business to come back here.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was looking at social media, and across it, you always get these, you know, feeds about clothes to buy. So I'm looking at this thing, I'm seeing coats, beautiful coats for like $15 and a dress for $9. And I said, that's awful cheap. And they all look good, Daryl. And guess what they were advertising under?
What?
Nordstrom.
They were, I'm sorry, say that again?
They had the Nordstrom symbol on there, and they were advertising under Nordstrom, like the clothes were coming from Nordstrom. Now, I've never seen a $15 coat at Nordstrom.
No, neither have I.
Right, no. And I managed to do, and if you looked at the symbol, it was a big Nordstrom symbol, which made you think it was legit. And I happened to kind of work with the symbol, and right under it was a Chinese website.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just wanted to say that. Yeah. And I saw hundreds of people, oh, I'm going to order this. I'm like, don't. And I put it on there, don't do it. It's from China.
Yep.
And I actually called Nordstrom and let them know, too.
Well, good for you. And this kind of cheap knockoff theft is going on all the time in sweatshops where people are basically being treated like slaves, cranking this stuff out, and then they sell it to an unsuspecting or unwary public, people who are not nearly as vigilant as you, Deb. Deb, thanks for the information.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for the call. God bless you. Have a great weekend, my sister. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. You see, that's how we do it on a Free Thought Friday. We talk about whatever you want to. Now, it just so happens what Deb talked about coincided with what we were discussing. But it doesn't have to. 866-423-9578. Run to win the Darryl Wood Show back after the break.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Starting your weekend off the only way he knows how, with a lot of wisdom. William Malcolm Morning Show, Saturday mornings at 10.
This is Darryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener in square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing. And when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up? Hi.
These are the people who are passionate about your success and will work 24/7 to deliver real customers to you and your business. Why would you trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Get nationwide experience, resources, and results.
Learn more about Salem Surround at surrounddetroit.com. That's surrounddetroit.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Run to win.
People admire and respect and are inspired by your life story, your kindness, your evangelical force support.
The Darryl Wood Show on Faith Talk 1500.
Talk about your stroke of good fate. 43 minutes past the hour, run to win the Darryl Wood Show. I've got another pair of Pistons tickets to give away. Maybe you didn't get in on the giveaway. the giveaway via our Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest, you could actually be a fortunate soul going to the Pistons game Monday, February 6th to see the Pistons take on the Boston Celtics. If you're the fifth caller, that's right, I'm going to give one more opportunity to another individual to win a pair of Piston tickets absolutely free by dialing 248-835-6186. If you're the fifth caller, you're going to win this pair of tickets to see the Pistons take on the Boston Celtics at the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons. 248-835-6186. Call now. In the meantime, you know what to do if you want to be on the program talking with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. You dial that number and you'll be speaking with the show's official observer, Brian Bolesky, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, award-winning technical producer. He'll be screening your call at 866-423-9578. Pat is listening to the program in Dryden. He wants to talk about that spy balloon. Pat, thanks for the call.
Hey, Daryl. You guys pretty much summed up everything on that spy balloon that I had to say. But if possible, I would like to make another comment.
Go ahead.
Which coincides with China, if I
sure.
could.
Mm-hmm.
How come right now there's not one person that I've heard talk about what is going on the continent of Africa with China digging up the cobalt mines for the rare earth materials for the batteries? Right now, they're enslaving men, women, children, everything to work in these mines. Mm-hmm. And where are all the so-called self-righteous people over here talking about the enslavement of black Africans from the Chinese that's going on right now inside Africa?
Well, they're too busy chasing their $7,500 to $8,700 rebates on the purchase of a new electric vehicle. That mining that's taking place there, that cobalt that's being unearthed over there, is being done with virtual slave labor. I think it's either Newsweek or National Review that of late has an article on it, shows children working in those cobalt mines for $2 a day. Now, technically, it's
Absolutely.
Not slavery if you're being paid, but it's the closest thing to slavery, because you want to tell me that they're adhering to strict safety regulations, making sure these children are eating proper meals, getting the proper amount of sleep and rest at $2 a day, working in a cobalt mine, dangerous mining conditions. Also, we here in the West can drive these ultra-expensive electric vehicles that virtually nobody in this country wants at this point. Pat?
And you know what I find convenient? If you look up, and I don't remember the executive order number from Joe Biden right now, he signed an executive order for a 20-year moratorium on mining cobalt here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently. How does that work out? And Hunter Biden was a mediator that actually sold that company from Europe to the Chinese. It was like a $3.8 billion deal, or a $2.8 billion deal. How convenient is that?
Yeah, how convenient indeed. And we have the Chinese presiding over these mining operations in the Congo, and we have these children paying the ultimate price, again, so that we can buy and drive electric vehicles for which we really don't even have a market here in the United States. And what I find particularly reprehensible, beyond the children who are being brutalized with regard to these mining operations, is the idea that this is what's best for America. This is not what's best for America. This is not an organic market that's growing of its own volition, or demand that's being pumped up by Americans who are interested in electric vehicles. As a matter of fact, the Biden administration is trying to mandate that the state of Wyoming put in electric charging stations.
Yep.
And there are fewer than 600 electric vehicles in the state of Wyoming. Who are you putting the electric charging stations in? They're talking about building out an infrastructure for vehicles that aren't selling in the whole of the country, but that they're forcing down the throats of the American citizenry. And here's the other ignominy, Pat. They transfer wealth by offering these folks and many of them well-to-do folks who are buying $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 electric vehicles, tax rebates, money that you and I put on the table that gets transferred to people who could well afford to pay for a car without them. It is an insult.
Yes, sir. And don't you worry, Daryl. There is no there.
Oh, gee, right. Pat, thanks for reminding me. And have a great weekend.
Day.
Great, great call, Pat. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQB. Yeah, you got a lot of people out there who try to make you feel that they're doing the planet a favor by driving an electric vehicle. A lot of folks out there think they're doing you a favor by offering you a $7,500 rebate on an electric car. But they don't want to talk about the carnage that is actually taking place, not only with regard to the planet, but with regard to young life on the African continent in particular, at the behest of the Chinese. Why isn't anybody talking about this stuff except for us? 866-423-9578 is one of the reasons I won't drive an electric vehicle.
Families in the poorest countries cannot afford to eat every day. With your loving gift, you will provide life-saving food for families and mothers like this.
I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have something to eat.
For over 40 years, Food for the Poor has worked with local ministry partners to bring life-saving food to hurting families, thanks to generous people like you. But now, more than ever, your help is needed to give food to truly starving families. Will you give a gift of $144 to provide a family of four life-saving food for the next year? Would you answer the prayer of a mother and a family in desperate poverty right now? Will you give right now by clicking the Give Food banner at FaithTalkDetroit.com or simply calling toll-free 855-849-4673. That's 855-849-HOPE. Thank you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month.
SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next.
If it's noon, it's Jay Sekulow Live, only on Faith Talk 1500 WLQV and FaithTalk1500.com.
Because I'm ready. Uh-huh. It's the beat to the beat to the J-A-Y. Uh-huh. It has a go. It has a go. Lyrically, I flow sick like the flu butter. My profile. Holy hustler style. Souls are clocked by El Cristo. Messiah. Hell full of killers. Yo, cats on some tires. Wanna be killers. Rookie no hitters. Lyrical Godzillas. BBJ, nothing but a...
866-423-9578. Dial that number. Still time to talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. On Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, you know how we do it on the program. 52 minutes past the hour. My congratulations again to everyone winning those Piston tickets, latest of whom includes George, listening to the program in Clawson. George, congratulations on winning the Pistons versus the Celtics tickets for that Monday, February 6th game. Thank you for tuning in and being part of the audience. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV is the number you dial to join the conversation. Talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. That's all we do on this show. Well, it's not all we do, but it is the largest part of what we do. The other thing we do is we go from being talk radio to becoming walk radio. And, of course, help you do the most good you can in the communities where you live and for people across this globe. That's the other thing we do on this program. And I am so gratified by the good men and women who participate in our Days of Hope and truly do make a world of difference, not only for time, but for eternity. I guess Kevin Sorbo and crew are smiling today because Left Behind, and you remember we did an interview with him nearly 2 weeks back, Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, and they had a small window on a limited number of theaters, 1,500 at that point in time, on which to air the film, the independent production. Apparently, they took in over $3 million on that limited number of screens. Latest Left Behind film surpassed $3 million mark at the box office after opening in theaters nationwide January 26th, only in theaters for 3 days, 26, 27, and no, I'm 4 days, I'm sorry, 26, 27, 28, and 29. Quote, "The reaction to this film has been overwhelming," end quote, said Kevin Sorbo in an article at the Christian Post. Quote, "After millions of people vanish and the world falls into chaos, the only light is a charismatic leader who rises to become the head of the UN. But does he bring hope for a better future? Or is it the end of the world?" End quote. In addition to surpassing the $3 million mark, the movie finished seventh overall at the box office last week. The film aims to show that current events are a precursor to the return of Christ and the coming apocalypse, end quote. Kevin also thanks those of you who bought tickets and wrote thousands of positive reviews on social media sites. Sorbo adding that if you listen to what people have been saying after watching Left Behind, you'll know this is a movie with an urgent message for the world and one that the world needs to hear, end quote. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Glad we could have Kevin on, have him talk about the film, have him let us know what was going on. And I hope that at least some of you in this audience were in the theater when it aired. They will probably be able to release that thing in wider release as a result of that four-day response, with the film finishing seventh overall in the country. Not bad. 866 for an independent film with a smaller budget. 866-423-9578. Guess where Joe Biden was earlier today? He was at the National Prayer Breakfast. Didn't get a whole lot of media attention, the theme of which, at least for the president, was that we ought to love our neighbors. That's what the president wanted us to, I guess, take away from his message.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the hardest one, I think. At least it's hardest here. Didn't used to be as hard. I've been here a long time, but it seems to be getting harder. It's easy to say. It's hard to do. But in that commandment lies the essence of faith. Loving our neighbors is also part of the essence of the American promise.
Essence of the American promise. And by that, Joe Biden meant by reciting the Declaration of Independence that that is who we are.
That we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, etc. There's nothing beyond our capacity to remember who in God's name we are. With the United States of America. My prayer for this prayer breakfast is to start to see each other again, look at each other again, travel with each other again, argue like hell with each other again, but then still go to lunch together.
I guess that's his way of saying let's be a more unified country. The president saying that the takeaway message, more ecumenical, I guess, in his perspective, one that says we got to go forward together.
Diversity is one of our greatest strengths. That's why Jill and I have opened the White House to celebrations of faith in our nations for Easter, for the Jewish high holidays, for Diwali, and more. That's America. That's who we are. Let me close with the question Dr. King asked us all those years ago. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? My message to all of you and to the nation is we go forward. We go forward together. Let's be the doers of the word. Let's keep the faith. Let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to forget who we are. I would pray, Mr. Biden, that you remember who and what the nation stands for. One nation, under God, in this the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk, weeknights at 6 on WLQV.
Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans are criticizing the Biden administration.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.